Chinese last ever radio extravaganza. Expectations. Chinese last ever radio extravaganza. Until 7 o'clock, please listen while it happens.
Lesson 3. In this lesson, you'll learn how to talk about families in a little more depth. Lesson 3. In this lesson, you'll learn how to talk about families in a little more depth. Lesson 5. This lesson gives you a chance to test yourself on what you've learned so far. This lesson deals with ordering food in a restaurant. Lesson 8. We continue the restaurant setting in this lesson. Lesson 10. This lesson tests you on some of the things you have covered from the last four lessons. Lesson 14. We begin this lesson practicing two vowel sounds which foreigners often find quite difficult to distinguish. Lesson 16. We begin this lesson contrasting two more vowels which foreigners often find hard to distinguish between. Lesson 17. We begin this lesson with Soka asking Jill where she would like to go today.
Doubletone, beaten.
For more notes on pronunciation, seven, true,
eight,
oppa, nine, nio, ten, tio.
Here are the numbers from 1 to 10. 1 to 10.
Jedno, dve, tri. Jedno, dve, tri.
Četiri, pet, šest. Četiri, pet, šest.
Here are the numbers from 1 to 10.
Jedan, dva, tri. Jedan, dva, tri.
Četiri.
Here are the numbers from 1 to 10.
Jedna, dvě, tři. Jedna, dvě, tři.
Čtyři, pět, šest.
Here are the numbers from 1 to 10.
Yks, kaks, kolm. Yks, kaks, kolm.
Here are the numbers from 1 to 10.
Eikettu harum.
Here are the numbers from 1 to 10.
Lien, din, din.
Četri, pěti, šesti.
Du, tri. Jen, du, tri. Dva, tři. Du, tri. Diri, dvis. Če, harom. Koks, kolm. Dvě, tři. Dva, tri. Op, dve, tri.
Četiri, pet, šest.
Četiri,
pet,
šest.
Štiri, pět, šest.
Tri, dví, půl.
Pěti, šesti.
Hot. Tři, čtyři, hot.
Jeden, dva, tři.
Pět, pěti, šesti. Čtyři, pěti, šesti.
Dvoj, tři.
Patru, činč, šase.
Jin, dva, jeden, dva, tři.
Čtyři, pět, šest.
Dva, tři.
Čtyři, pět, šest. Čtyři, pět, šest.
Sedem, osem, devět. Sedem, osem, devět.
Here are the numbers from 1 to 10.
Ostero die pecora, et auro ratiemus.
Aurum est non ratiendum, sole pecora. Ecclesia est aurum. Omnes res ratiendum sunt, vita aurum, occidentum.
Est pater Ricardum, cararius nostrum, qui in nostro monasterio habitat. Quid facit Ricardum in hoc loco? Quis consultum in eius? Mercatores?
Quid est illud?
Carbavit quidam.
Nee, meas,
respondit alter.
Et in nubi in agri.
Nec mortal post, viri abiere.
Murus tuus est loquat.
Inquit Lucia, ex aqua resortis.
Quo abis? Lore natare, mis?
Dai vocis erant granorum.
Ibir aradari?
Cum
cago? Lone aravisti?
Certa sum. Hoy danus hospite in nostro castello a Cetina. Agri, iris facin sequenti.
Living Latin, unit 14, a hunting bull.
Thank you. landlord is richer than the peasant, but what makes him richer is the relation to the means of production, the fact that the lord is the legal owner of the land and the peasant has to give away much of what he produces in order to have a right to use the land. So notice the situation. The peasant is the person who actually produces the food. The peasant is the person who actually produces the wealth in the Middle Ages. And yet, who gets the wealth? The lord.
Put the pattern straight, I'm outraged. I'm outraged about many things that I've read about myself, that people have said. They've affected me deeply. Now I'm going to talk back. I'm going to talk in my own words and tell the truth. So here goes. And if I sound like the lady does protest too much, don't get the idea that by telling my story, and I have a right to, don't think that comes from anything but having been treated and treated badly, written about in a shocking manner, smeared, scandalized, and I'm sick of it.
Story of history, that's the fundamental class conflict which drives history. It appears in various forms. In capitalist society, of course, it's not peasants and lords, it's workers and factory owners.
It stops as soon as you stop listening. At some point, you might be creating. You have things to contribute, sounds you need to make. Things you need to say, things you wish that you could say to people, things that you are going to say to people. One way you could do that is by calling 472-5667. It is entirely possible that if you called 472-5667, your sounds and voices would be those that were heard by all the others. And don't bother to say hello, just make your sounds.
Yes, I'm leaving. I'm leaving work, and I won't be there next week. Need to say that. I'll be leaving. Bye-bye.
Those were sounds that were heard at 472-5667. 472-5667. But only if you're listening to this live. If you don't know whether you're listening to this live, then I guess this is how you
Hello.
Find out.
Jen, from the ethereal sounds of the alternative universe, we call you.
Somebody's gonna call. What are you called?
I am called Avid.
What is your call?
Oh, my call is transcending time. Could you demonstrate that with your show?
When did you call? Can you tell whether this is live? Are you listening to this live?
Yeah, but I turned my radio down to avoid feedback. Oh, wow. Feedback, man. Feedback. The new world order. You will follow the new world order. Attention, attention, attention.
Feedback is a sign of life. Feedback is a sign of being alive. Feedback is a sign that somebody called 472-5667. Speaking.
Taking on another form. Form that can't be recognized by anyone here. Can't be recognized at all. Can't be followed. Relative.
Don't kill me.
Relative.
Listening tonight, if you're listening to this show but the show is not live, and yet by coincidence you're listening to the show at the right time but the wrong week, perhaps in the central time zone between 6 and 7 p.m. perhaps you verify when you visit a webpage at counterfolk.com/lastever, and at the top you'll be able to tell whether or not there's a show happening live or not. Yet you may be listening on that same webpage to a show that's not live. Right now, you may be listening, but it isn't now. But if it's the right time and the wrong week, you can still call 512-472-5667 and participate, speaking to the recordings of the live sounds of the recordings.
Why is it? Why is that?
Maybe you're calling in the wrong week.
What the fuck?
Maybe they're calling at the wrong time. Sometimes people call at the right time, the wrong month. If you don't know if it's the right month or the wrong month, time and temperature phone line 512-472-5667.
I said, hey, hip hop, you don't stop the rocking on Jim Show. Yo, yo, you gotta grow in your mind. Is it just a time when spiritual development comes to the self? Can you transcend all this crazy being what you are and seeing all you're seeing? Cause I see the dough, cause you know it's gotta be so, cause Jim's radio show is the last ever.
But it's the same basic story of alienation and expropriation. Who produces all the wealth in capitalist society? Well, the workers. They're the ones who do the work. They're the ones who produce stuff. But who owns the wealth that is thus produced? The factory owner, the capitalist.
Find out what exactly this has to do with the telephone company when you participate with your telephone call. When you participate in that system through your telephone message, please leave a message at 512-472-5667.
shopping. These phrases will come in handy.
How do I get there?
So I was lying on a table, and a sculptor was making a mold of my mouth. And for about 10 minutes, I wasn't going to be able to move my mouth. And he was listening to NPR, and the news was playing. And there were all these statements being said that I completely disagreed with. So I just wanted to say that's a lie, or that's so stupid, or... And I couldn't move my mouth. I just had to lay there with my eyes, trying to communicate how I felt. And I just realized how important having a voice was. Just to say, just to be able to say that you don't agree or that you don't like what's going on. Just to be able to say it even to one other person.
It's not even how you're saying it. It's not how you're saying it. It has to do with how you deliver it. You delivered me a message that has nothing to do with the oxy balance of OxyContin. Liars trying to charge me. The price is too high. Try again. Try again. Try. Again.
If you're planning to do some shopping...
Try. Try it.
If you're planning to do some shopping...
above the gossip mongers that have, well, all of it has affected my children, my health, and my work. By writing the truth, perhaps the effects will not be so painful to my family and to me.
And you're creating economic value by making these things. And yet, the assembly line carries it past you, off to some other worker to add some more value to it. And eventually it becomes a product that is owned by the capitalist or the factory owner and is sold, and you don't get the fruits of your labor.
First of all, I don't understand. I don't honestly understand why I've been the victim and been made the victim of so many untruths. Perhaps you don't understand what it's like to pick up a paper and read things about yourself that aren't true. Read loathsome things that have nothing to do with your life or you or your heart or your beliefs or your kindnesses or your willingness. I've spent years and years and years trying to please through singing or acting. There's nothing wrong with that.
If you're planning to do some shopping, these phrases will come in handy. If you'd like something to eat or drink, try these phrases. Here are a few adjectives. Here is a selection of useful expressions for your trip to the Czech Republic. Next, the days of the week. Here are the numbers. And now for some questions. If you're planning to do some shopping, if you'd like something to eat, or... Now some useful expressions for traveling by train. Here's how to tell people what you want.
Been written or talked about by certain individuals that I'll get to later as an unfit person. Well, what kind of people are they?
Psychology Action at 707 East 9th Street. We'll help you find your center.
You're still listening to Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza. This is still Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza. Live, improvised, sound experiment. Happening here every week, Tuesday nights from 6 until 7. You can listen here on the radio. You can listen on the internet when it's happening to find out when that's happening, to calibrate your geographic time, location. You can visit a webpage at counterfolk.com/last ever. Information is available at counterfolk.com/last ever. Please send email with the things that you have to say to ken@counterfolk.com if you have those things to say. You're quite welcome to listen to all the shows afterwards, during them, between them. You can play more than one at once. The old shows are at counterfolk.com/last ever. You can listen to them there. The one that's happening now, if you're not listening to it there now, you can listen to it there, but not now. But if you are listening to it there now, you can also listen to it there now. And you can listen to this here now, Tuesday nights from 6 until 7 p.m., Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza.
truly live place. I remember that some of it wasn't very nice. Most of it was beautiful. But just the same, all I kept seeing there, Charlie, was that one ago girl. And they sent me home. How can anybody believe me? But anyway, Toto, we're home. Home. And this is my room. And you're all here. And I'm not going to leave here ever, ever again. Because I love you all. Oh, Annie M. There's no place like home.
There's no place like home.
Thanks for listening to Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza. counterfolk.com/lastever. Please email Ken at counterfolk.com.